That is a blue jay. And that's Lane Hamilton, manager of the Merritt Island National Wildlife Refuge on Florida's Space Coast. She's trying to summon more birds for me to see. The refuge is home to 300 species, including the American bald eagle and the threatened Florida scrub jay. It's among the nation's most popular destinations for bird watching. But that's not why we're here. This is Shiloh.
It probably was just a typical small rural community that was primarily orange groves. But if you look around you and see how resilient the habitat is, it's come back in so many different, you know, it's hard to find where the old orange groves were.
NASA took possession of the land at the start of the space program more than 50 years ago. Now the private space company SpaceX has identified Shiloh as a possible place for the world's first commercial orbital launch site. SpaceX also is considering sites in Texas, Georgia, and Puerto Rico. The company declined to comment for this story, but founder Elon Musk told the Texas legislature recently that their state is the front runner.
So we're talking about something that's really the big leagues here. This would be kind of a commercial version of Cape Canaveral. So it would be an historical first in the world.
That's tantalizing on the space coast. The area has undergone an identity crisis since the shuttle program ended in 2011. Thousands have lost jobs, home values have plunged, and the declining population has forced some schools to close. Dale Ketchum is director of spaceport research and technology at the University of Central Florida. He believes a commercial orbital launch site at Shiloh would revive the region.
I've been here my whole life. One, I would be extremely disappointed to watch a new commercial, exciting, innovative, clean, new way of launching develop in Texas.
But NASA is reluctant to give up Shiloh. Kennedy Space Center Director Bob Cabana says any commercial company already has everything it needs on existing government sites. Putting those sites to use would be good for NASA and taxpayers.
We have a launch pad. We have infrastructure that is available. And we want to make it available for commercial operations, and we want them to be as autonomous as they possibly can be.
Already, SpaceX launches commercial missions from government sites here. But Musk and other space entrepreneurs want their own site free of access, environmental, and other government restrictions. Frank DiBello is president and chief executive officer of Space Florida, the state's economic development agency for space. He says Shiloh's ideal because it's on the space coast, but it's isolated enough that it won't interfere with neighboring government sites or residential communities.
The state needs to have a commercially operated spaceport that is separate from federal property.
At a recent luncheon of the National Space Club Florida Committee, DiBello said the launch site could create hundreds of jobs, and it could be ready in just a few years. He said commercial spaceflight always has been part of U.S. space policy.
As federal budgets become even tighter over the next decade, both the Department of Defense as well as other civil agencies are going to depend more and more on commercial reliance and commercial activity.
Many environmentalists worry a launch site on land now managed by the Merritt Island National Wildlife Refuge would jeopardize birds, wetlands, and historic treasures like an 18th century sugar plantation. Lane Hamilton shares these fears, but she believes the Space Coast can balance its ambitions for the future with the preservation of natural spaces like Shiloh.
It would be hard to accept, but, you know, I want to see, on the other hand, I do want to see space industry expand in this area.
SpaceX's Elon Musk says he wants to decide where to put his commercial orbital launch site by the end of the year. I'm Amy Green, 90.7 News.